Shalom lachem, toda shetem
itzal. Hello, and thanks for being with us on the New Life Show with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Nitza. Hello. And today we'd like to talk about the deepest feelings felt by the public nowadays. Nitza, please. Yeah, we see that lately the public in Israel and around the world has reached feelings of despair, of a dead end, no way out. The public went through a lot. We can analyze these processes in many different ways. We see that at first there was cooperation and a feeling of together, and people listened to each other and also listened to the instructions given by the government. Gradually came the stage of disillusionment that caused everyone to look around and start asking, where's that headed? Suddenly, this feeling of unity is falling apart. No one wants to listen, not to each other, not to the instructions, laws. There is lots of pain, rage. There's a feeling of anxiety, loneliness. We can really describe this on the psychological level in many ways, and many commentators write about this. But today on this show, we would like to dive into the heart of the public to feel what's going on beneath the surface, beyond what we say or cry about or protest for or against, whether we support it or not. We would like to dive together with you into that and understand what is going on in the heart of the public. Dr. Lightman, I look at this from two sides, from two angles. On the one hand, what is going on inside a person's heart? And what would nature like, or what does nature want for us to experience in our hearts? And then from both of these directions, then, what is the right outcome that has to be from nature and from man? What's the final outcome supposed to be? Because I don't see here nature as something blind that does whatever it feels like, but I see it as a very rational, purposeful factor, nature meaning, that has a plan, a program, that the final action exists already in the initial thought. Where is it supposed to bring humanity to? What is it supposed to bring humanity to? I'm talking about this factor that exists in nature. According to the wisdom of Kabbalah, in Gematria, nature and the Creator are one and the same. So, it's not that a person is in some place that he's like a little child, forgotten, alone at home, not knowing what to do, but really here we have to examine, what does nature want from us? And this is how I look at things. What goes on in the heart of the public? Unfortunately, the public is confused, is helpless, not knowing what's going on and what will happen. Were they at least to know what's going to happen, then they would have somehow been able to overcome this, prepare themselves in parallel to that. But if no one tells them about this, it's a serious problem. And I think that we're to blame for this. The people of Israel, that according to our Torah, we know where we headed, what are we developing toward, and what is nature doing. And Kabbalists from among the people of Israel understand and know about this process, only they don't know how to reach the public and tell them about this. They don't have the means of how to introduce it to the Israeli people for them to feel it, and so that through them everyone else will come to know about this. This is what it means to be light onto the nations. When else, if not in these cases of pandemics? And it's not a case, it's a process that we only went into. And when will it end? It will not end. It's only going to be as if, worse and worse and worse. I don't think that it's worse, but as if, until we get rid of all of our imaginary engagements and we will be left only with our basic needs, with what we need in order to survive and so on. Nitsa, the great Kabbalists throughout the generations, they predicted that something like this would happen. Dr. Lightman, not exactly in the form of a pandemic, but yes, Nitsa. Yeah, I'm not talking about the factors themselves, but the situation that we're in. Dr. Lightman, yes, Nitsa. What did they predict? What did they expect? How would they analyze this process? Dr. Lightman, it was clear to Kabbalists that nature has to bring us to the recognition of the evil of our own nature, of our ego, and that we will want to change ourselves, meaning to bring us to a state that we're not in yet, where we will say enough, we're ready to change. We're ready to improve. We're ready to build our society based on good forces, not based on mutual hate and competition, and not that everyone is boasts over others and so on. No. But we want to live a good, tranquil life, all of us together, where I don't want to overcome or be better than my nature. I want to be with everyone in peace, tranquility, in good relations. Nitsa, can a Kabbalist identify with the feeling of a dead end, of despair that the public is in now? Dr. Lightman, relatively yes. He can't be on the same level feeling the same things, because it's like parents, for example, that give a little child bitter medicine, and the child doesn't know why and what for, and it hurts him, and mom's evil for giving me this medicine, and he cries and kicks. On the one hand, but on the other hand, mom is suffering just like the child, and even more than he does. But on the other hand, wise is he who sees the future. She knows that as a result, he'll get better. Nitsa, so how would you define what are the main factors for despair and the feeling of dead end that we're in? Dr. Lightman, first of all, the factor comes from nature that has a plan, has a purpose, a very clear goal. And according to this goal, everything works. Everything unfolds. This is on nature's part. And accordingly, human beings, because they still don't understand where they are and also don't really want to understand, they're simply like little animals that want to feel good, like little children that want to feel good, and that's it. Let us succeed, let us earn and gain and this and that. Let's go back to how things were. But it's impossible because there's a process. And you can't go twice into the same river, as the saying goes. And this is something that they don't want to listen to. Nitsa, so what's the goal? Where is this leading? Dr. Lightman, it leads a person to the recognition of evil. Nitsa, meaning what? Dr. Lightman, to understand what our nature is, that we're in a state where we want to harm each other, where everyone wants to build their good fortune on the ruins of the other. Otherwise, we can't feel that we're in a state of good. It's only compared with someone else. And so nature doesn't agree for us to continue this way. Nietzsche, and it brings us to despair. Dr. Lightman, no. It brings us to the recognition of our own evil. Owen, why do we feel despaired? Dr. Lightman, because you wanted to succeed in everything that you can. And to overcome all of these things by your own forces and to show that you're greater and more than anything and everything. And nature doesn't allow you to, so you're despaired. Owen, this feeling of despair, is it supposed to paralyze me so much? Dr. Lightman, even more. This isn't the end of the way yet. The truth is that this despair doesn't put you into a new kind of development or set you on a new course. It tells you, go out to the streets, take to the streets, shout, break showcases, burn things, and you'll see how things will change. It all depends on the leadership and so on, those in power. You still think that it's up to people. You still think BB, TB, one leader or another, this, that, and this is completely impossible. Oren, what's this feeling of depression like, Dr. Lightman? Helplessness? That you don't see a way of how to reach the state of good, and will you ever get there? Oh, and it's a terrible feeling, Dr. Lightman. True, but probably without this feeling, it is impossible to correct man. That he'll want to change his entire life, the principles that his life's based on. Nietzsche, it's like a kind of blindness that we're in. If a person's despaired, he can shout and try to find some kind of a solution, whether it's correct or not. But he's shouting, he's yelling. And this is the point that we're in. Everyone yells out of what pains them. Dr. Lightman, soon this will end. Because people will feel that there's a limit to crying out. Who are you going to cry out to? Suppose the government has no money. Re-elect one government or another, you'll see that they still don't have money. Turn to scientists. Search for different methods, techniques of how to manage the system, the country, the whatever. You'll see that no one has a solution. Nietzsche, so nature is leading us to a true feeling of a dead end. The course that we were on up until now leads us to a dead end. Dr. Lightman, true, we're driving into a wall. The only thing left is to climb the wall. Nietzsche, can we? Dr. Lightman, yes? Yes, we can. Nietzsche, I'm trying to imagine a situation. There would have been a chain of the great Kabbalists standing, speaking to the people of Israel, the Jewish people, to this feeling of dead end that they're in. Dr. Lightman, the public can't listen yet, can't hear you yet. Nietzsche, why not? Dr. Lightman, we're like kids. I want this. He can't, but no, he wants that. It's bad for him. No, he wants that. And you can tell him 1,000 times that you'll be sick, it'll give you this, it'll give you that, it's not good for you. Nothing helps. This is sweet, and these are just words, you know. Nietzsche, what can help people's ears open up, Dr. Light? Gradually, until a person sees that there's no way out. What the mind doesn't do, time does. Like what we see on ourselves. So a person cries and cries and cries and wants to break everything. And then Nietzsche, but usually he gets tired and falls asleep. Dr. Lightman, no problem. For the public to fall asleep, that's good. Oh, and the despair that we feel now, will it grow? Dr. Lightman, of course. Otherwise, what is its purpose then? Oh, and what is it supposed to lead us to emotionally, to complete paralysis? Dr. Lightman, complete despair. Oh, and what is that? Dr. Lightman, that ahead there's no solution. Not in intellect, not in emotion, not by the government, not through wars, not by peace, not by nothing. I have no way of reaching any kind of order in life. Nothing. Nitza, what's the next stage? Dr. Lightman, the next stage can come only after we are in complete despair. Despaired of all of our forces. Like it says in the wisdom of Kabbalah, that there is no happier moment in a person's life than being despaired of his own forces. Nitza, why actually? Because only when we reach the highest degree of despair can we make a change. Dr. Lightman, this means that a child calms down and he has nothing left to do. He's like, he has still something left from his crying, but actually, that's it. Oren, do you feel our pain? Because it sounds like, Dr. Lightman, I do. And I'm happy about the pain, but I'll be even happier when it will reach its end. And in order to come to a swift end, I'm willing to talk about it and explain, but people still don't hear. Oren, I'm willing to listen. Do you feel my outcry, my pain, Dr. Lightman? Yes? Yeah. You, with your wife and your four children, and different debts, and even though that both of you have an education, and nowadays, it doesn't mean anything. It's not a basis for a normal, safe life that will allow you to survive in the new unfolding world. And so you look at everything that is going on, and you're living in fear. Oh, and completely. And it goes and grows from day to day. Dr. Lightman, I understand you. Nitza, you said that you're happy. Happy because of the process that we're going through. It's probably not because of the pain that we feel, but because of the process that we're going through, that's probably inevitable, necessary, that we can't advance without. So you already see where is this headed, and you're saying, first of all, you will reach a state that is even worse than now in terms of your despair, and it's not necessarily bad. Dr. Lightman, no. It's going to be very bad because the moment of despair has to be this way in front of us for us to see that we can't go back to how things were. This is clear. What's up ahead? The situation up ahead. We don't know what that is. It's unfamiliar to us, and we're somewhere in between. Not here and not there. And this is simply crying out to high heavens. Nitza, the point of no return, it's like, if I look at a picture, it's like I see the bridge behind me burning, but up ahead there's nothing, kind of abyss. Dr. Lightman, true? Nitza, and when I have this feeling, seeing the bridge burning behind me, there's nothing, what do? I'm in despair, I cry out. Dr. Lightman, you cry out to heaven, true? Nitza, so nature wants me to cry out to high heavens, Dr. Lightman, yes? So that new options will unfold to you that in the meantime, in your nature, you can't see. Nitza, this inner outcry that has to come out of us from the entire public, if I understand correctly. It's a kind of cry that I suddenly start seeing something that I couldn't see before. Dr. Lightman, yeah? From both sides. It's from the point of total despair. On both sides, there's an abyss, and the only thing that you can do is drive into the wall and then start climbing the wall. That the help has to come from a different place. Oh, and we're crying for a few months now, Dr. Leitman. You're crying because you want to go back to how things were. Your outcry is incorrect, Nitsa. So the fact that we're yelling at each other, that we're crying, that we're yelling at our leaders, this is the incorrect outcry. It's as if directed Dr. Leitman. Incorrect. First of all, you're turning to the leaders of the nation, and this is completely out of their hands. They can't do anything. They themselves are in a critical state, because everything that we go through, first of all, beats them up. It shows everyone, the entire nation and the entire world, that leaders today are powerless. Besides the army. But actually, they're powerless in their ability to build, to arrange things. Oh, and so who or what do we have to cry out to, Dr. Leitman? Probably to the upper force. The upper force that in nature and in gematria, nature equals creator, that there is a force that's arranging us, that has to bring us to our next state in our historic development. Oh, and if I'm not a religious person, Dr. Leitman has nothing to do with religion. This has to do with science. Oh, and so cry out to whom? Dr. Leitman, to cry out, it means to want to know what, according to the way things are naturally unfolding according to evolution, what is the state that I have to come to? And it's the complete opposite of religion. Owen, you said that when a person feels that he went into a wall and he has nothing, only the wall, the only way is to climb the wall, Dr. Leitman, as if, yeah. Oh, but I don't have the strength to move. I'm paralyzed, Dr. Leitman. Then in that case, you'll start feeling that in nature there are forces that you can use. That you don't want to work according to the force of your ego, to your evil force, but you want to receive the force of good now. Oh, and what evil force are you talking about? I don't feel that I'm a bad person. Relatively, I'm a good person. So what do you mean? Dr. Leitman, I mean that you're entirely bad. Oh, and I don't feel that I'm bad, Dr. Leitman. So first you have to go through the recognition of evil. Oh, and what is that, Dr. Leitman, that you're building yourself at the expense of others? Oh, and what is that, Dr. Leitman? You want to be better than others. Oh, and but everyone wants to, Dr. Leitman, that means to be bad. Oh, and I want to be better, Dr. Leitman, to be better for yourself. Oh, and to be number one, Dr. Leitman, why do you think that it's good for others? Oh, and I don't know for the others. I know what I want, Dr. Leitman. So this is what everyone wants. Oh, and is there something wrong about it, Dr. Leitman? Of course. Everyone wants to destroy the others. It only seems to you that you don't want to, but by wanting to be good, by that, you want the opposite, for others to be worse off, a bit, not much. Oh, and how's all that, how does all that have to do with the feeling of despair that's paralyzing me, Dr. Leitman? Because nature is putting us in a situation where all of us have to reveal that all the forces of nature are an integral system, that we're all interconnected in a good, mutual way, connection. And unless we discover this, we feel very bad. Nitsa, can you give us a small peek of what's behind the walls? Suppose we climbed it, Dr. Leitman, that we all live in a state where we all think about how to benefit each other. Nitsa, so on this side of the wall, everyone cares only for themselves, crying out their own pain, for what I'm lacking, and beyond the wall, behind the wall, Dr. Lightman, the world of good where everyone thinks about everyone else and then no one lacks anything. Owen, so what is this wall? Dr. Lightman, it's the wall that you have in your heart against the other, toward the other person. Owen, and what is that outcry that gives you an additional force that can lift you? Dr. Lightman, your outcry right now is egoistic. You want to go back to the old world. And from the despair, you reach a state where the old world's gone, and you're starting to get to know the new state that only in it you can live, and you will live in it. So a few more blows, a few more, but yes, you will agree to this. Oh, and previously you gave the example of a mother and her child that's crying. When you look at me, at all people in general, with your pain and with the pain and despair that we feel now, can you give us some hope? What can you tell us? Like a mother telling her child, Dr. Lightman, what will you tell a child, Dr. Lightman? Owen, I'm the child and you're the mother. What do you tell me? How do you comfort me? Dr. Lightman, I comfort you for you to feel even greater pain, because this way you will more quickly feel what is the true correct state. Owen, it doesn't comfort me at all. Dr. Lightman, you want me to comfort you the other way around, in regression to how things were. There is no way back, only forward. Oh, and so what does the mom tell her child? Dr. Lightman, that there's no choice. You'll go through it, you'll get over it, and you'll have the best possible life. And my mom wants to my benefit. There's no one who loves me more than mom. And nature is our mother that prepared everything this way. Owen, our time's unfortunately up. Thank you very much. Dr. Lightman, I'm happy that our time's up and we are in a state of good. Owen, I wish. Thank you very much. Thank you, Nitza. Thank you for being with us. Till next time, all the best.